We're going to have to move into something slightly angering to my nerd, literary nerd sensibilities. We're talking next about... Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for joining me once again on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. I am Dustin. This is the Comic Talk Headlines show right here on Comic Talk Today. We have some housekeeping to get to. This is going to be probably one of the short-ish episodes that I always threaten you with, but never seem to come through with. I appreciate your faces, nerds. Thank you very much. Real quick, though, before we get in too deep into this, the analytics that I take a look at every time I post an episode show me that about half of you are not subscribed. So please don't forget to subscribe. We'll get to all the information for the subscribe and stuff at the end of the episode. But if you have not yet, please do consider doing that. All right, let's get into housekeeping. All right, starting in housekeeping, something that I kind of didn't 100% realize until preparation for today's episode is that we're already in October, nerds, which means we are getting very close to that time of the year where I take approximately 2 months off so that I can do things to make the episodes better, because I am a one-man show. I don't have people behind the scenes helping me with I do have a girlfriend who sometimes helps me with research, so I can't 100% say that I do all of my own research, but I do all of my own filming and editing and all of the graphics and like 90% of any of the music, audio things that you hear. That's all me. So I don't have a whole lot of time for upkeep throughout the course of the year, which means that at the end of the year, round about the end of October sometimes I wait until mid-November, but by Thanksgiving, we are on hiatus. So that time is coming. We are approximately a month to a month and a half away, depending on how the news cycle goes and how, honestly, things in my personal life go. Partially, we're looking at the, again, I was in a car accident last week, which is why there was only one episode last week, and also why there was no stream last week. I'm still dealing with insurance and the person that hit me and all kinds of fun stuff. So, all of these things going on and also trying to get ready for a new season of the show, we got to take time off. Long way of saying that. Which concludes the new bits of housekeeping. Then we're going into the push. We are still doing, and honestly, with the push, there has been a little bit of a new development for the push, the social media push, as it were. Apparently, now that Denver Comic-Con is owned by a corporation, their hoops that you have to jump through in order to get media access to the convention have changed, and they now are a little bit harder to get into than Salt Lake Comic-Con. At least last I checked on Salt Lake. I haven't checked this year for Salt Lake Comic-Con, so they very well could have changed their expectations as well. But Denver Comic-Con now wants not 1,000 followers on two separate social media outlets, but they now want 2,000 followers on two separate social media outlets. However, there is one ray of hope for that. It is a little bit closer than it might seem, because they do count YouTube as a social media outlet. So we're already well on the way there for the 1,000. Hopefully, if we can get multiple social media outlets over 1,000, that will, you know, factor into things. So we are still doing that push. And as part of that push, I'm thanking all of the nerds who are early adopters, who are jumping onto the follows and the subscribes and stuff at this lower level for the channel. Much appreciation to you nerds. These are our shout outs for today's episode. We have one new YouTube subscriber to shout out, Joseph Jones. Welcome, nerd. And then on TikTok, we have a giant list again. So again, pardon me if I cannot, if I mess up your name, if I don't pronounce it correctly, it's on me. I apologize. So we're starting with Zachary Williams 98. We have Retro Sammy. I like that name as well. Wacky Daddy 63. The Untheist 2. Interesting name there. Alan Adams 06. Futuristic Vest 6. The Blink Seer. I hate. I'm saying this because it is the screen name. I hate minorities 696969. Super awesome. Thanks. We also have Jojo Mary 23236, Derpy Dash Zero, Wyatt 420, Jorgensen 420, Kitty Light 30. This one's gonna take a second. Dwayne again, Salves 2. Again, sorry if I'm butchering the names. Alan Vallejos, Roba. Oh man, Roe Babel 00. There we go. Mike Newton 80. Tick. Another one. Ticksitoby 333. It's tick backward. It's tick forwards and then backwards. Kyle Myers 13. Low. Oh, good lord. Lohalho Masooner. I am so sorry about that one. Lavari 101. Mullet Junior 1. I like that one. Chris and Roe 768. Blood So and Sirin. Pi Dad Viegas 7. Cade 20082. Satvik Banakar, my apologies. We have 14 Bradley.h, Godfather Black Leo, Bobby Kennedy 91, Wrestling King 22, Craig Marshall 6047, Chad Mercer 29, Rachel Orser, I think that's how that is. Carter Newman 87, Diane Key 44, Rachel Adams 549, and Operator Giz, all following on the TikTok. And then over on the Instagram, we have a couple of new followers there as well. We have Daring _, we have Giuseppe, and then we have a special shout out. If you remember in the previous episode, J Red Art was a new follower on Instagram, and I said if you have your Kickstarter available, then let me know and I will definitely plug it here on the show. So that Kickstarter is kickstarter.com/scrybillycomics/the-body. The link is down in the description. It is a new comic book, so if you are looking to fund some small-time comic art, then by all means jump over to that Kickstarter and pledge just a few bucks if you want, and get in on that action on the ground floor. So thank you very much, nerds, for the follow. That is what we have for housekeeping. Let's get into the rest of the show. TV streaming. Yeah, this is also going to be quick. This is also, I don't know, it might not be super quick because we have an issue to talk about. But first and foremost, we have a follow-up on Sliders, the sci-fi, I think it was on Fox originally, then got bought by sci-fi, the science fiction-based series that was out in the 90s, that was one of my favorite things to watch as a kid. That reboot that we keep talking about, that we're keeping tabs on, is back in the news because Tracy Torme, who is one of the producers that still owns the rights to the property, says that he has had multiple meetings with Universal about the product, about the IP rather, and that they, quote, where is it, don't seem uninterested, unquote. which isn't exactly the biggest light at the end of the tunnel, but it is definitely a light at the end of the tunnel. So I don't know. It was just a little bit of good news. We're going to have to move into something slightly angering to my literary nerd sensibilities. We're talking next about Interview with the Vampire, the AMC series that is now Paramount Plus, I believe. We have another casting announcement for Interview with the Vampire, and that is Claudia. Claudia is now going to be played by an actress named Bailey Bass. Bailey Bass is an 18-year-old actress who is also going to be in the Avatar sequels, and that was the only thing of note in her biography. All right, so we have issues. we're not going to touch on the Queen of the Damned movie, because there's way too much wrong with that movie. It's not even Queen of the Damned. It's actually the Vampire Lestat, but whatever. Lestat, sorry. We are, though, going to touch very briefly on the original Interview with the Vampire movie, because there was a similar casting issue with that movie. Every time I watch that movie and I see who they cast as Armand, I lose a little bit of love for that movie. Just a little bit, but a little bit nonetheless. Because Armand was supposed to be a 16-year-old boy. When I see Antonio Banderas as Armand in that movie, I cringe. and I forget that that's why Antonio Banderas was in that movie, because he's supposed to be playing a 16-year-old? Like, that just does not equate in any way. So, we have a similar issue, but I think it's amplified in this scenario, because, like I said, Bailey Bass is 18 years old. By the time they actually go into production on this series, Bailey Bass is likely to be almost 20, if not 20, by that point. So, because it could, I imagine, since because she will be turning 19, probably throughout early portions of production, and then if it continues longer because, you know, things happen, or if they just get delayed a little bit more, then very likely by the time they finish production, she will be 20 years old. Now, the issue there, and again, I'm not talking about the shade of her skin, because that is irrelevant in most ways. Granted, you know, England and things and the time period in which the early days of this story happens, the likelihood of her being anything other than white is slim and none, and Slim just left the building. But that's, again, irrelevant. There is a way to do that and have it make sense. Or they could do like they did in Bridgerton and really just not address it at all, except for in a half a line of dialogue, whatever. That's irrelevant. That is not what we're complaining about. The complaint here is that Claudia is a 6-year-old vampire. I could be getting the age wrong, but either way, specifically, she is a prepubescent girl who gets turned into a vampire because Louis has a giant heart and no brain in his head at the time that he does the thing. So after she gets turned, the character then goes crazy. She's insane. She's just all of the horrible things, because she's a 6-year-old who gets blessed with immortal life. So she will never have the body of a woman. That's honestly one of the big things, one of the big motivating factors for a lot of the things that she does as she slowly goes insane, is because she will never be a woman. So if you're casting somebody who is almost 20 in this role, she's already a woman. There's no way around this. She's a woman. That completely negates at least half of the motivations for this character. You can't even necessarily argue that she's a child, which is the other half because the underdeveloped brain, as it becomes, you know, preternatural and all this, it's a very strange casting decision. And I just can't get behind it. I don't know what else to say. This news was so fresh before we came up to do the filming that I couldn't even see many fan reactions. There was some on Facebook, but not a whole lot, not any on Twitter. So just a strange situation. And that's what we've got for TV streaming. Movies, like the rest of this episode, gonna be a little quick. So let's start at the start. We have Venom in the follow-up section of four movies. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, broke $90.1 million in its opening weekend. And so all of the news media outlets are saying, yay! The coof is no longer a factor. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case. This is just the best superhero movie that's come out since everything reopened. Because, I mean, we're going to talk about Black Widow in just a second. But if you compare opening weekend for Venom 2 to opening weekend of Venom 1, there's $10 million difference there. Venom 2, like I said, $90.1 million opening weekend. Venom 1, $80.2 million opening weekend. And I think these are just domestic box office. So that's not even factoring in the international box office, which is even larger. So I don't buy this, oh, it's just because everything's reopened from the coof. No, it's because this is the first movie that people actually cared about seeing that was still also a superhero movie. I don't know how hard this is for people to understand, but yeah, so Venom 2, rock and roll, giant weekend. I hope it makes all of the money, and I hope it proves all of our points, but we must move along. Our next piece, like I said, is going to be Black Widow. More fallout from the Black Widow release. Scarlett Johansson was just settled out of court with Disney. So we don't know the exact numbers. There is potentially more money here than is being reported, but we do know that they are reporting to have settled with Scarlett Johansson for $40 more million of payout for Scarlett Johansson. So originally they gave her a $20 million payout when the movie launched because that's what she earned, according to the contract that they had. Now, granted, it seems like Disney felt like she had a stronger leg to stand on than I felt like she had based off the information that had been made public. So I don't know, maybe I misread the situation. Either way, I will eat that crow. Thank you very much. But yeah, $60 million is a pretty hefty chunk of change considering that the movie at this point has only made $380, and it doesn't look like it's going to be skyrocketing anytime soon because it's about to be for free on Disney Plus very soon. So yeah, I don't know. That's just a weird one. So we're going to move right along. We have another court case that has kind of sort of been settled that we've been keeping tabs on, and that is Friday the 13th. The court case for Friday the 13th has been settled in favor of the writer who wrote the original screenplay. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of Victor Miller, again, who wrote that screenplay, who created these characters. Though the producer, Sean S. Cunningham, can still appeal to a higher court, can still have this reheard on a number of different grounds. This is a pretty big W, not just for Victor Miller, but also if you go back to our previous episode where we were talking about the issues with Disney Marvel, the creators that are suing Marvel and therefore Disney by association, because their ancestor, the person who created these characters, wasn't getting paid properly, they should be the ones who maintain the rights to these characters. They are not, because shady business dealings. This could be a boon to them in those lawsuits as well. So, pretty big victory there. And then our final piece of news for this section. We don't even have any trailers for movies today, guys. So our final piece of news for this section is a follow-up on the Blade movie with Mahershala Ali. So, Blade, it was released from Disney India, I believe, the Indian Disney account on Twitter, I think. They were talking about release dates, and they said that the release date for the new Blade movie was sometime in 2022, I believe October of 2022. And so everybody started pooping themselves. What, we're going to get 7 Disney movies in 2022? No, 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 no. Children, listen. So, When you make a movie, it takes a long time to film. There's the first piece. The second piece, then it takes even longer because it's a superhero movie done by Disney Marvel, takes even longer to do the post-production, which is adding in all of the special effects. They haven't even gone into primary photography yet. That's not scheduled until later next year. So, no, we're not going to be seeing the Mahershala Ali Blade movie in 2022. They're going to go into production in 2022. The release date that was being discussed has just not been updated for whatever reason since before COOF lockdowns. So that is the thing. There was a bit of a mistake and people lost their minds. So hopefully I just put you at ease a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, that is all we have for movies. And now the rumor mill. Let's do this. All right, so we have a few rumors to talk about, but it's, again, quickie episode mostly, kind of, sort of, unless you, you know, count my ramblings, whatever. So first rumor in the rumor mill, we have no confirmations, we have no refutations. Jumping right into rumors is The Punisher. So we have word that Jon Bernthal is in, quote, aggressive negotiations to reprise his role as The Punisher in the Moon Knight series over on Disney Plus. This one has kind of been in some form for some time. This is the first time we're getting specifics as to which series he's very likely going to be in. So I think that kind of lends to its credit, but it's not the best source ever, like, at all. But multiple places are picking it up like it is a pretty decent source. So I don't know. It's a weird situation. I can't give it too much credence. The only thing that is really, really playing in its favor is the fact that it is so persistent. Because like I said, this source is not the best, but the previous source is not the same. So, I mean, that kind of builds as more sources get the information, then that builds on its credibility. But we still can't go over 50%. We're sitting right at 50% on Jon Bernthal being Punisher in the Moon Knight series. Our next rumor has to do with the Echo series, also coming to Disney Plus. Also rumored to have something from the Netflix series of shows that kind of were Marvel adjacent, even though they were technically Marvel characters. And that is that the Daredevil cast is said to be coming back. What degree of the cast? Is it going to be all of the cast that's going to come back? Who freaking knows? The rumor does not specify that. All the rumor says is that the Daredevil cast will be coming back like it's season 4 of the Netflix series for a quasi-soft reboot. Some people who have heard this rumor kind of were like, well, why would they do that to Echo? They're gonna nudge Echo out of her own series. No, the vocabulary might not be the best to say that it's going to be like season 4, but it is going to be all of those characters is kind of the implication. So, this is a decent rumor, not exactly the best source, but definitely not as nearly as bad as the Punisher source. So, we have a little bit of room to play with it there. It just, the thing that I think that is counting against this is that it says the whole Daredevil cast. And that's the first time that we've heard such thing. And we've heard from Deborah Ann Woll that she is not going to be reprising her role from that series. So that kind of discredits that, at least to a certain degree. So we're sitting right about 50% on this one as well. Our next rumor has to do with Silent Hill! Silent Hill! This is actually the same freaking rumor we've been talking about for months. Just, and I'm pretty sure it's the same source. I don't know why it kicked back up in popularity in the rumor mill, but for whatever reason it did, last time we addressed it, we gave it about a 60, 65. No, actually, it was a 65, 70. This time we're gonna drop that a little bit. And let's talk about that first. So the rumor is that there are two Silent Hill games currently being worked on, one by Konami, one by a third party publisher, both set to be released sometime in the not too distant future. That is pretty much what this rumor goes on to say. Because this is the same thing, I think July was the last time we talked about this, because it's the same thing from July and nothing has changed about it, I feel like that is the reason why we are going to drop this down ever so slightly in the likelihood department. So we're going to go to 60% likelihood that there are two Silent Hill games being worked on, and one of them by Konami, which is a theme in the rumor mill today, because we do have a number of Konami rumors. Their next one has to do with Metal Gear 3. Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater is reportedly getting a remake, not a reboot, not a port, a proper remake, also said to be being worked on by Konami. The interesting thing about this is that it does specify that Hideo Kojima will not be associated with it, though he will be listed as a consultant, according to this rumor, which I think is the thing that really kind of shoots this rumor in the foot. 30% likelihood that Konami is actually working on a remake for Metal Gear Solid 3. That would be a great game for them to get back into the Metal Gear game with. It does not ring true in a lot of ways. Though the source is pretty solid, I still can't give it too much credence. And then our final rumor for this episode has to do with one of my favorites. Injustice 3 is rumored to be getting its announcement at the DC Fandom event later this month, actually. So the source of this actually is just speculation, but it's speculation based on the announcement that Ed Boon is going to have screen time for the DC Fandom event. He is going to be there. That has been made known to us. And so if he's going to be announcing something, gee, I wonder what Ed Boon, the studio director for NetherRealm Studios, which is the studio that created the Injustice series of games, I wonder what that guy could be announcing at DC Fandom. So I would be very surprised if it wasn't an announcement for Injustice 3, because, I mean, honestly, let's not kid ourselves, it's going to be Injustice 3. We're putting this one, though, at a conservative 75% likelihood. And that, my nerds, is everything we have in the rumor mill. And that does it for this episode of Headlines, Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. If you want to go deeper into the nerd news, pop culture is your bag, baby, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Don't forget to find me on the social medias. Look for that nerdy ninja, because that is the guy. That's my logo. Do all of the things and show me all of the love, and I will show you even more love back. That being said, thank you very much, nerds. We will see you next time.